奉主耶稣圣名正道。
Hallelujah! In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I share the word of God.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
With the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们继续末世真教会的挑战。
We continue our study on the challenges faced by the church.
挑战，如果不认真的去面对它，去解决它。
If we do not face the challenges head on and resolve it.
挑战就会进入到危机里面。
Then this challenge will become a crisis.
所以真教会的挑战也原来也就是真教会的危机。
So challenges faced by the true church can also be said to be the crisis.
危机如果没有得到帮助，没有得啊，没有去去认真的看待。它会造成很大的损失。
And if this crisis does not dealt, it will cause a great loss.
严重的就是连灵魂生命都会失去。
And if it's serious, we might even lose our soul.
所以每一个信徒一早上就这样传讲了，要非常来看待今天这个主题。
So this morning we shared that we have to place importance on this topic.
早上我们看到第一个挑战。
The first challenge we studied this morning.
第一种挑战就是来自仇敌的挑战。
The challenge is from the enemies.
仇敌不是一般的仇敌。
And these enemies are not ordinary enemies.
是灵界的大魔鬼。
He's the devil of the spiritual realm.
还有另一个仇敌就是我们自己本身。
Another enemy is our own selves.
没有想到自己本身，也就是自己会抵挡自己的，自己会造成自己损失的。
We'll cause harm to our own selves.
当我们骄傲的时候
when we become proud,
当我们不顺服神的时候
when we do not submit to God,
当我们信心不再信神的时候
when we do not believe in God anymore,
仇敌就是你本身
then you are your own enemy,
你会抵挡真理的
you will obstruct the truth,
你会不顺服神的
you will not submit to God,
你甚至会毁谤神的
you will slander God,
仇敌是谁啊
who is this enemy?
现在我们靠着圣灵的帮助进入到第二种的挑战
so with the help of the Holy Spirit, we look at a second challenge
第二种挑战就是毁谤的挑战
that's a challenge of slander
我们真教会要面对许许多多的毁谤
so the true church will face much slander
这种毁谤不是现在才有的
and this slander did not just happen now
在使徒时代的圣灵降下来的时候就开始毁谤
even the times of the apostolic era when the Holy Spirit descended it began
从使徒行传的第二章圣灵降临毁谤到使徒行传最后一章里面去
When the Holy Spirit descended Acts chapter 2 the standard began until the last chapter of Acts
你没有注意到吗
Have you not noticed
毁谤到最后一章还是在毁谤
Even the last chapter of Acts they were being slandered
请看使徒行传的28章
Acts 28
使徒行传28章
Acts of the Apostles chapter 28
22节
Verse 22
一二三但我们愿意听你的意见如何为什么因为这教门啊我们晓得是到处被毁谤的这个保罗他被抓到罗马监狱去坐监牢的时候
So when Paul was thrown into the Roman prison
在罗马有一些犹太人的长老去找这个保罗
So there are some Jewish elders in Rome who sought Paul
他们为什么去找他呢
So why did they look up Paul
他们要向保罗证实一件事情
They wanted to clarify with Paul
他们心里有个很大的疑问要问保罗
They have questions in their heart to ask Paul
什么问题呢
So what are these questions
就是你们这个你所传的耶稣你所传的这个教会你所传的道理什么教会来的呀
So this Jesus, this church, this truth you are talking about, what is it?
你们这个教会你们这个道理到处都被人毁谤了呀
Because it has been spoken against everywhere.
是不是我们做错了
Have we done something wrong?
是不是我们乱七八糟啊
Are we in chaos?
是不是我们在传邪教呀
Are we preaching heresies?
都不是呀
It's not the case.
那为什么到处被毁谤呢
Then why are we being slandered?
这是当日的长老们去问保罗的这个心中的疑问
So these were the queries the elders at the time they had when they asked
Paul. 他们想知道原因在哪里。
Do we want to understand the reason?
那你知道原因在哪里吗？
But do you know where? What is the reason?
我们今天真教会在世人的眼里，在外教会的各教会的眼里，我们是不受欢迎的，知道吗
？Today the true church is not welcome in all the other denominations.
我们受很多的诽谤跟攻击的，知道吗
？We have been slandered and attacked against.
至少没有攻击我们的，他们对我们也不会有怎么样好感的，知道吗
？Even if they do not attack us, they do not have any good feeling towards us.
为什么会这样
？Why is this the case?
里面存着这么多的误会。
Why is there so much misunderstanding?
就算你跟他讲清楚了，原来我们是遵守。守真理的，我们是坚持主耶稣的道理的。
Even if you clarify to them, they are keeping the truth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们坚持洗礼赦罪的。
We insist on baptism for the forgiveness.
我们坚持要守安息日的。
To keep the Sabbath.
我们坚持要得圣灵讲灵言的。
To receive the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues.
请问这个有错吗？
Is this any wrong?
违反圣经吗
？Is this against the Scripture?
我们坚持相信那个血是耶 稣的血，肉那个饼是耶稣的肉，这样有错吗？
It says that the Holy Communion that's the flesh and blood of Lord Jesus Christ. Is this wrong?
耶稣说这个就是我的血啊，我的血来，他的血来的呀。
Jesus said this is my blood.
这个就是我的肉来的呀。
And this is my flesh.
我们真耶稣教就是这样相信的呀。
And this is what the true Jewish church believed.
那被受到攻击。
But yet we have been attacked.
所以我们受到攻击不是因为我们不遵守真理，不是。
So we've been attacked not because we do not keep the truth.
是因为遵守真理才被攻击的。
It's because we keep the truth that's why we've been attacked.
这个就是要关系到灵界的魔鬼了。
So this has to do with the devil in the spiritual realm.
耶稣在启示录启示我们，所有的毁谤都来自撒旦。
So Jesus in Revelation has told us that all this slander and attack comes from the devil.
我称它为撒旦对真教会的四种毁谤。
So four types of slanders that Satan have towards the true church.
我们看启示录十三章。
Acts of the Apostles 13.
这样明白了吗？当我们面对毁谤的时候，你不要很难过，说以为我们那里要做，那里做错啊，那里需要改进啊，那里需要你。不需要。
So do you understand when we slander attack? Do not be sad. Do not think that we need to change from the bad thing.
因为真教会传的真理是从主耶稣来，是照主耶稣的话做的。
Because the truth preached by true Jewish church is according to Lord Jesus Christ, according to His instruction.
如果我们的行为有错误，我们的行为不好，有羞辱主，那我们应该要改，要认罪啊。要认罪啊，那个真的要改啊。
If you have done wrong, then we need to repent and change.
但是他们所有对我们的毁谤攻击，不是我们的行为，是我们的教义。
But their slander towards us is not on our action, but it's on our doctrine and teachings.
好，我们来看启示录的十三章。
Revelation 13.
我们来读一节到六节。
Verse 1 to verse 6.
这个就是主耶稣启示我们的毁谤从哪里来。
This is what the Lord revealed to us. Where does the slander come from?
那他在毁谤谁？
And who is this slander against?
那他毁谤什么？
And what are they slandering against?
一、二、三。我又看见一个兽从海中上来，有十角七头，在十角上带着十个冠冕，七头上有亵渎的名号。我所看见的兽形状像豹，脚像熊的脚，口像狮子的口。那龙将自己的能力、座位和大权柄都给了他。我看见兽的气头中有一个似乎受了死伤，那死伤却医好了，全地的人都稀奇跟从那兽，又拜那龙，因为他将自己的权柄给了兽，也拜兽说，谁能比这兽，谁能与他交战呢？又是给他说夸大亵渎话的口，又有权柄赐给他，可以任意而行42个月。兽就开口向神说亵渎的话，亵渎神的名，并他的帐幕，以及那些住在天上的。阿们。这个是主耶稣从在启示启示我们的这个真教会受撒旦的毁谤。
So this is what the Lord Jesus Christ revealed to us: the true church being attacked and slandered against by the devil.
这里撒旦他不是亲自来亵渎，不是。
So Satan himself did not blaspheme directly by himself.
他透过撒旦的人，透过他的打手这只兽，透过这只兽来毁谤神的教会。
Through his followers, that is this beast, he slandered against the church of God.
那里面有四种的毁谤。
There are four types of slanders or blasphemy.
我们先来看。这只兽它的名字叫什么？
So what is the name of this beast?
这只兽呢，它叫做七头十角的海中兽，从海中上来的。
So this was a beast that have 10 horns and 7 heads and came out from the sea.
一般上的解经家呢，我们会称这只兽叫海中兽，从海里来的。
So we say it's a beast from the sea.
然后呢，是七头十个角，十角七个头的。
Yes, 10 horns and 7 heads.
你注意看这个七头十角或者十头。十角七头，那跟那个龙有什么一样吗？
So ten horns and seven heads, are there any similarities with the dragon?
你看第三节
，verse three，
有一条大红龙，七个头，十个角，有没有？
十二章第三节。Chapter 12 verse 3, and this red dragon has 7 heads and 10 horns.
这个兽跟龙是一样的，有七个头、十个角，是一模一样的。
So this beast is exactly the same as the red dragon. He has 10 horns and 7 heads.
不过那个龙呢，是带着七个冠冕，头戴七个冠冕。
But the dragon had seven, his heads were seven diadems.
这个兽呢，不是头戴冠冕，这个兽是戴十个冠冕，比龙更多，多三个。
And this beast has even more crowns than the dragon.
但是呢，它的冠冕不是戴在头上，是戴到戴在十个角上。
But his diadems were not on his head, but on the horns.
那你再看下去，它是什么东西来的？
And if you continue on to see what it is,
讲清楚的，这样我们会看到，就是龙的化身来的。
So it is a appearance of the dragon.
那这个这个兽是谁呢？
So who is this beast?
请看启示录十七章。
Revelation 17.
这个兽是谁？
Who was this? Who is this beast?
十七章第三节。
Revelation 17 verse 3.
来，一二三，我被圣灵感动，天使带我到旷野去，我就看见一个女人骑在朱红色的兽上。那兽有七头十脚，天体有亵渎的名号。这个兽原来就是给这个淫妇骑的，给淫妇坐的座椅来的，他的座椅来的。
This beast was actually a throne to be ridden by this adulterous woman.
他是受这个淫妇来控制的，是淫妇坐的那个座椅啊，坐骑啊。
So it's under control of this adulterous woman. It was a right for the woman.
那问题，这个淫妇是谁呢？
So who was this woman?
那我们看天使的答案。
Look at the answer from the angel.
十八节。
Verse 18。
十八节。
Verse 18。
你所看见的那里人是什么？就是管辖地上众王的大臣。原来这个淫妇就是这个指这个世界。
So this woman, this adulterous woman, refers to this world.
这个你那个女人那个淫妇就是世上的众王的大臣啊，就是世界啊，各个城市啊，各个国家呀。
So here it says that the woman you saw is a great city which reigns over the kings of the earth.
但是这只兽呢，是属于世界的，是被世界利用的，被跟世哈。成为世界的打手。
So this beast belongs to this world, is to be used by this world as a weapon.
用来对付真教会的。
Against the true church.
那这样就明白这个兽是谁了哈。
So can we understand who this beast is?
那个世界的王是谁呢？
And who is this king of the world?
耶稣说，世界的王就是撒旦，撒旦就是世界的王。
So Jesus said that the devil, the Satan, is the king of the world.
所以看到最后，讲到最后呢？这个兽是给世界女人控制的，给这个世界的女人用的，那就是给这个魔鬼用的。
So at the end, this beast is to be used by this woman, which is this world, and is the devil.
因为世界的王是撒旦啊，世界当然是服从他的呀。
So the king of this earth is Satan, as the world submits to it.
我们回到这个启示录的十二章
，Revelation
三章
chapter 13。
这个呢，其实就是龙的化身。
And this is an incarnation of the dragon.
龙附在一些背叛者的身上，成为兽。圣经称这些人背叛者为兽，恶兽。
So the dragon come upon these betrayers, and the Bible describes them as the beast.
我们请注意看十二章的十七节，我要解释十二章十七节。
So look at chapter 12, verse 7.
好，我们来看，这里说。这个龙在跟其余女儿征战的时候，请问这个龙站在哪里？那这个时候在征战的时候，龙站在哪里
？So in this battle, where was the dragon standing?
那时龙就站在海边的沙上。
At the time, the dragon was standing on the shore by the sea.
以前我讲过这篇道理，叫做龙在海边。
And the pastor shared this sermon, the dragon standing by the sea.
他在海边是吹海风吗？
Was it there for the sea breeze?
在海边是晒太阳吗？
Was it there for the sunlight?
在海边是在捡贝壳吗？
Or is he picking up seashells?
他为什么站在海边？
So why was he standing by the sea?
原来他在等候，等这个十三界的兽的出现。
He was waiting for the appearance of the beast as in verse 13.
在海边那边等他出来的时候，十三界一出来的时候呢，这个龙就跟这个兽结合了。两个兽跟龙结合成为一体了。
So when the beast appears on the sea, the dragon and the beast combine into one body.
看到了没有？龙在海边。
So the dragon was standing by the sea.
在等这个兽的出现。
Waiting for the appearance of the beast.
兽一出现就跟它结合。
And when the beast comes out, they are joined together.
然后龙把所有的能力、荣耀、它的龙的那种权柄给这只兽。
So all the power and also authority of the dragon was given to the beast.
所以这只兽呢，讲清楚就是龙的化身，它的 最他里面他自己就是魔鬼来的。
So this beast
魔鬼已经控制他了的。
Is an incarnation of the dragon, so he is the devil. He's been controlled by the devil.
如果讲广阔一点，就是所有背叛神的那些工人、那些信徒。
So put it on the wider span of perspective, that is those believers that's gone against God.
如果用教会的工人来讲，这些都是背叛神的工人。
So if you look at the workers of the churches, our workers who have betrayed God.
因为圣经有很多说神的工人变成野兽，吞噬羊群。
The Bible says in the law of workers, servants of God who become beasts and devour the sheep of God.
如果这个兽用世界来讲，用各国来讲。
If you look at these beasts from the perspective of the world, the countries,
那个就是世界各国的政府，它的政权、
these are the
政治、
governments and authorities of this world.
这些政权、政府呢，都是被魔鬼控制、利用来对付教会、对付宗教、对付真神、对付神的人。
So these political authorities have been used by the devil to go against the church of God and the people of God.
你怎么样去跟他抵抗哦？整个国家、整个政府、整个军队，你怎样对抗哦
？So how are we able to stand against them?
马上关你的教会啊
！How are we going to stand against them? They are the government, they are the army, they are the authorities.
要抓你的，马上抓你进去了。
They're going to capture you, they'll close the church, can do immediately.
这个兽是很广面的，是从政治上去世界的政治去看，还是从神国里面去看？
So、this,
都有两个世界都有兽，教会也有兽。
So this beast can be very applied everywhere from this political world and also from the within the church.
但你不管是世界的兽，还是在教会里面那个兽，都是抵挡神的，就是不逼迫神的。
So whether is it the beast found in this world or the beast found in the church, they are those that oppose against God.
请注意哦，那第三节。
Verse three，
这只兽呢的头呢这只兽的头上有亵渎的名号，有没有
？So this beast on his head is this blasphemous name.
他的头有亵渎的名号。
They have this blasphemous name.
但是在第一节啦。
Verse one，
他十个脚上带着十个冠冕，去头上有亵，所以亵渎的名号在他的头上，有没有？
So there were blasphemous names on his head.
但是呢，这种亵渎的这个名号呢，它会蔓延的，它会越来越多，越来越多的。
And these blasphemous names are they will spread more and more.
我们怎么会知道呢
？How do we know?
你看回启示录十七章。
If you look back at Revelation 17,
那第三节
，verse three，
你刚才读的圣经还记得吗
？Just now we read this verse, do you remember?
十七章三节。
17 verse 3.
那兽有七个头，十个脚，有没有
？This beast having seven heads.
你注意看，它偏体有亵渎的名号。
It's now full of blasphemous name all over.
开始出来的时候，十三章只是说亵渎的名号在头上而已。
At the beginning, when it first came out, the blasphemous names are just on his head.
到十七章的时候，他这种亵渎神的这种名号，全身都是啊，不只是头啊。整个身体都是。
But Revelation 17, these blasphemous names is not just only in the head, but all over him.
这是很可怕的。
And this is very frightening.
原来这种亵渎神啊、毁谤神的事情啊，会蔓延的，而且会越来越严重。
So blasphemy and slandering against God will spread and become more and more serious.
一个人在埋怨神的，甚至会毁谤神的时候。
When a person murmurs against God and slanders against God.
你注意看，他就不是在讲一次而已的。
Take note, he will not just speak one time.
你注意看，他就不是对一个人讲而已的。
And it's not spoken towards one person.
他一开始毁谤教会，毁谤传道，毁谤这个，毁谤那个时候，他会蔓延的。
And the beginning again, slander against the church, against the preacher, but it will become wider and wider.
他会越讲越多，到处去讲。
And he will speak more and more at every place he goes.
然后甚至不只是毁谤这个传道，其他的也被他毁谤。
And not only a particular preacher, all the others will also be slandered.
因为他会蔓延的，这种亵渎的名号，他会蔓延的，会好像是。好像那个病毒这样扩展的。
Because these blasphemous names will spread just like a disease.
这是我们从启示录看到一个很严重的事。
And this is a very serious thing we can see from Revelation.
不要去毁谤，也不要去说是非。
So let us not slander and blaspheme.
特别你讲的不是真实的。
Especially what we speak is not true.
是听来的。
It's just what
听来的也不是真实的。
And our hearsay is not true.
它会蔓延的，蔓的全身都是亵渎。
And this will spread until the whole body is filled with blasphemy.
那么这个龙呢，是这个兽四件东西。
So this beast and this dragon.
Dragon 赐给这个兽四件事。
Sorry, this dragon gave this beast four things.
请看第五节。
Verse five.
第一，他是他说夸大亵渎话的口。
Her mouth speaking arrogant words.
原来这只兽啊，很会亵渎，它的嘴巴很烂，嘴巴很毒。
So this beast know how to blaspheme very well. He has a lot of arrogant words.
用今天报纸讲的就是毒蛇。毒的舌头，很毒的舌头。
Very poisonous tongue.
但是这个不是他的，本来不是他的。
But this was not his at the beginning.
他的舌头不是这样的。
His tongue was not so.
他的舌头是神造的，他的嘴巴是神造的。
His tongue at the beginning, his mouth was created by God.
他今天为什么变成这样？
But why did he change to such a state?
撒旦那个龙赐给他亵渎的口，那个嘴巴是龙给他的。
So the dragon, the Satan, it was him who gave this mouth to the beast.
所以他所说的话。都是龙教他说的。
So the words he spoke was taught to him by the dragon.
都是撒旦要他说的。
It was words that Satan wanted to speak.
所以他所说的话从撒旦而来。
So his words spoken were from Satan.
请注意哦。
Take note.
这种嘴巴，这种毒舌，毒的舌头，龙给他的。
So this mouth and this poisonous tongue was given to him by the dragon.
第二，龙又给他什么呢？
What else did the dragon give him?
龙又给他权柄，第五节。
Verse 5, giving him authority.
那这个权柄是什么权柄呢？
So what authority is this?
这个权柄就是可以让这只兽任意而行42个月。
So this authority was for him to do whatever he wills for 42 months.
就是说他在攻击教会，在毁谤中心工人的时候呢，撒旦是他的后台，撒旦会罩住他，会保护他。
When this beast attacked the church, his backing, his support was from the dragon.
所以他可以任意而行，42个月就是一段时间，没问题的。
So he can do according to his will, exercise his authority for 42 months.
我们今天发现到，我们现在真耶稣教会发生的事情。
Today we notice what's happening within the church.
发生这么严重的这种毁谤教会、毁谤神、毁谤真理的事。
There are so much slander against the church, against the truth.
也带人家，也叫人家离开真教会。
And to bring people away from the truth.
这种传道人有人保他哦。
And this type of preacher, yet people support.
传这种亵渎神的道理的，有人替他讲话哦。
And these preachers that speak slanderous words, some people support.
那些替他讲话的不是普通人，都是很高层的人哦。
And those who speak for him are not ordinary members.
他有后台啊，我的天啊。
So he has support from others.
我不是乱讲的呀。
So I did not speak this.
知道的人就知道我在讲什么。
So if you know, you know what I'm talking about.
不知道的也不需要去知道。
If you do not know, it's alright. Don't need to know.
你只知道圣经耶稣告诉我们有权柄给那个人那个兽。
You just need to know from the Bible, authority was given to the beast.
这个权柄让他自由发挥，有人保住他，有人罩住他。
And this beast was given to him to do according to what he wants.
你说恐不恐怖啊？真耶稣教会。
Isn't this very frightening far within the church?
他们就说你不要这样讲，传道这样讲没有造就，没有造就，这些才是没有造就了。
So some people say, don't say all this on pulpit. That's not, it's not edifying. This, what these people do is edifying.
讲出来就是要大家要反对这种事情，要拒绝这种事情。
Say this on the pulpit so that we will stand against this sort of thing.
那些保护他的才是大问题。
So those who protect the beast, these are the problem.
我们现在都分不清楚了。
But today we are not able to discern.
好，那龙又赐给他什么？
What else was given to him by the dragon?
回到第五节。
Verse 5.
龙又赐给他能力，有没有？
As this power.
哦。龙赐给他，他能力
，authority and power，
有邪灵的力量哦，有邪灵的能力，魔鬼的力量哦，来赐给他，他有力量来迷惑人。
So given him this power to deceive。
哦，那力量赐给他力量是在第二节。
That's why in verse 2。
有吗？那龙将自己的能力。作为大权柄都给他，有没有能力
？Dragon gave him his power, his throne, his great authority.
好，那这个能力是用来迷惑人的。
And this authority is to deceive.
哦，来行一些虚假的神迹的。
To do some miracles.
所以他们也说他们有神迹奇事啊，有异象啊。
And this is why they say they also can perform miracles. They have visions.
也有祷告按手医病的。
They can lay hands and heal diseases.
这个就是魔鬼给他的能力。
And these are power and authority given to him by the devil.
魔鬼的能力就是鬼的能力，就是邪灵的力量。
So the power of the devil, that is the power of the demons, the power of evil.
所以，因着这种能力，更多人被迷惑来跟从他。
And because of such power, more will deceive and follow them.
再来，魔鬼给他第四样什么东西呢？
What was the fourth thing given?
哦，请注意看第二节的中间。
In verse 2, middle part.
那龙将自己的能力作为撒旦的座位，龙的座位，给他。
Give the dragon, give him his power and his throne. This throne
座位就是说有极高的地位、身份地位。
So this throne talks about high status, high status authority.
座位就是地位了。
A status, the throne is like a status.
好像我们教会也有地位啊。 如果属血气的话，就是地位了。
So in our church, if we look at it from the fleshly perspective, we also have
最高的总负责不是地位吗？
So isn't the most chairman in charge a status?
全国的总负责不是地位吗？
The chairman of the whole
中期的 chairman 不是地位吗？ 那个地位很高啊。
Or the central region is just a high status.
如果不属灵、不谦卑，这些都是地位，都成了座位。
If you're not spiritual and not humble, then this becomes a throne for you.
这些是指他有极高的身份地位了。
So this refers that this person, they were given high status and position.
在教会是有地位的，有身份的。
So these were people with power and position.
不是普通人，不是普通信徒。
They are just not ordinary believers.
还有一种地位呢，这个人呢，这个兽呢，在众人的心里，众人的心里有他的地位。
And these beasts are in the hearts of people, they also have much respect and
position.
So some ignorant believers, they highly honor these people. So they are so-called the followers and fans of a particular preacher. So when the believers speak to you, they keep praising a particular preacher, asking you to follow them. So if you say something wrong, some faults of this preacher, they'll be angry at you.
这种事情不是没有看到，你随时可以看到的呀。
It's not something we cannot see in church.
这是什么意思呢？
So what does this mean?
就是说这个座位啊，这个兽的这种身份地位啊，在那个信徒的心中，在那个信徒的心中，他地这个兽的地位很高啊。
So this throne is in the heart of the believer. This person holds a high position, high esteem in the heart of the believer.
除了神，还有谁的地位这么高啊？
So other than God, who else can should hold such a high position?
除了主耶稣，我们的心里还有谁啊？
Other than Lord Jesus Christ, who else can have in our heart?
还有谁比耶稣更重要、更厉害的呀？
In our heart, who is more important than Jesus?
你都没有传耶稣传这么多，传他一直传这么多，赞美他这么多。
You have not talked about Jesus so much and praising so much more than this person.
开口闭口都是讲这个人。
Whenever you speak, you only speak of this person.
你传耶稣都没有。
You're not so zealous when you preach for Jesus.
你的心里哦，有龙的这个座位，有这个兽的座位在你的心里。
So in your heart, there is this throne for the dragon, for the beast.
那当这个龙给这个兽四件东西的时候
，So when these four things were given by the dragon to the beast,
得到这个四件东西的时候，那 兽就开始工作了。
After it received these four things, it began to work.
他就开口说话。
He began to open his mouth and speak.
他说什么呢？
What did he speak?
来，第六节。
Verse 6。
一二三， 兽就开口向神说亵渎的话，亵渎神的名，并他的帐幕，以及那些住在天上的。他开口说话了，他得到这种四样从魔鬼来的能力嘛。
So the beast began to open his mouth and speak. He received four power,
4,000 powers.
So the moment he received power from the Satan, he began his work of the devil.
他一开口，完全的、全面性的对真神来亵渎，对教会来亵渎。
So he opened his mouth and from all directions he blasphemed against the true God.
这里所亵渎的全部就是神国的事情，没有外邦人的，没有世界的，就是神的国。
So everything that blasphemed against here were all the things of the kingdom of God.
那他从哪里开始亵渎呢？
So where did he begin?
第一，他向最高的天上的真神来亵渎。
First, he blasphemed against God, the greatest in heaven.
哦，向神说亵渎的话，就是最高的独一真神了。
So he blasphemed against God.
跟着他亵渎什么呢？
What else did he blaspheme?
亵渎神的名。
Blaspheme his name, the name of God.
神的名是耶稣啊。
The name of God is Jesus.
所以他跟着就是亵渎耶稣。
So he followed by blaspheming against Jesus.
那跟着他亵渎什么呢？
What else did he blaspheme?
跟着他就亵渎神。 他的帐幕就是主耶稣的帐幕。His
tabernacle, that's the tabernacle of the Lord Jesus.
我们都知道帐幕，神的帐幕就是教会。So
we know the tabernacle of Jesus is the church.
在旧约，大家在这里献祭、赎罪、祷告的烧香的。In
the Old Testament, tabernacle is the place where they worship God, offer sacrifices.
会幕就是圣所，就是圣殿来敬拜神的。Today
the tabernacle is the holy place where we worship God.
他开始就亵渎教会。So
next he ascended against the church.
跟着他又亵渎什么呢？
What else did he blaspheme against?
说他亵渎那些住在天上的
，those who dwell in heaven。
请问住在天上的是谁
？Who are those that dwell in heaven？
你以为是天使吗
？You think they are the angels？
当然，天使是住在在天上。
Of course, the angels they live in heaven。
但是天使是灵啊。
But the angels are spirits。
这里说住在天上的亵渎住在天上的，是指属灵的信徒。
So those who
天国信徒,
in heaven, they are referring to spiritual believers, the believers of the kingdom of heaven.
原来住在天上的就那些得胜的属灵的信徒,
so those who are in heaven are believers who are victorious.
因为圣经有太多章节了, 说我们是属天国的, 我们是叫做天国人, 对啊, 天国的子民。
So Bible has many verses saying we belong to the kingdom of heaven, we are citizens of the kingdom of heaven.
啊, 那但是呢, 启示录又有常常一句话说, 那些住在地上的人有祸了。
So the Revelation often say, woe are those who live on earth.
这个是我们要非常清楚的事。
And this is what we need to be very clear.
原来在神的国里面有两种信徒。
So in the kingdom of God, there are two types of believers.
一种叫做住在地上的信徒, 他虽然信主了, 洗礼了, 他还是住在地上的。
First type are the believers that dwell on earth, although they believe in God and receive baptism,
他的思想, 他的做法, 他的行为, 全部就是世界的。 世界为中心的, 世界为重要的,
their thoughts, their mindset, the things they are doing is centered around
你说,
the earth.
林恩惠, 不大喊啊, 病毒大喊啊, 不大喊。
You say the spiritual meeting, they say they're not free.
你说来安息日, 安息日, 我忙啊, 我要开会啊, 我要有节目啊, 哪有得空啊?
Come for the Sabbath day, they say I'm very busy on Sabbath day, I have meetings, I have no time.
反正讲到敬拜的事, 讲到神的事, 讲到教会的事, 他在他的脑海里面没有看重的了, so, 没有, 没有看重,
whatever that do with worship, do with God, they do not emphasize on this in their life.
虽然有祷告就是求世界的事，求赚钱，求生意顺利，求祝福，求这个求那个，就是世界的东西。
Yes, they might pray, but what they pray for is for the things of the world, for blessing.
哪有为过福音来祷告的？
So they have never prayed for the work of the gospel.
哪有为过自己的灵魂好得救来祷告的？
They have not prayed for their own salvation or their soul.
哪有为其他弟兄姐妹的痛苦不平安来？ 来关心的,
they have not interceded and cared for the other believers.
这一切的行为就叫做住在地上, 这个信徒是住在地上。
So these are the believers that still dwell on earth.
因为看来看去, 他的表现, 他的行为, 包括他讲话, 都看不出他是属天上的呀。
Because you look at our behavior, their action, their words, they are not those who dwell in heaven.
所以传道今天讲到这里, 你自己检讨哦。
So I said this, now is for us to reflect upon ourselves.
你到底是属天上的, 还是 住在天上的还是住在地上？你自己回答这个问题。
We reflect and ask ourselves this question: Are we those that dwell in heaven or dwell on earth?
如果圣灵感动你，甚至责备你，
If the Holy Spirit move us and even rebuke us,
你马上要悔改。
Then we must repent immediately.
主耶稣啊, 感谢你今天让我听到这个道理, Lord, 听到这么真实的道理。
Lord, I thank you for listening, hearing this sermon today.
我还以为我很属灵, 我还以为我住在天上。
I still think myself as someone holy who dwells in heaven.
原来我今天听着传道讲道理。 知道我还是住在地上啊，我原来还是住在地上的呀。
But in fact, hearing sermon, I know that I actually still drowning on earth.
主耶稣啊，你要帮助我啊。Lord,
please help me.
主耶稣，你好，你要原谅我呀。Lord,
please forgive me.
你甚至你要管教我，要鞭打我都无所谓啊。Lord,
it's alright if you chastise me and punish me.
让我脱离这个世界。Please
allow me to depart.
除了工作，除了责任。
To be separated from the earth.
我应该看重的就是神的国, 看重就是灵魂得救。
Other than my work and my responsibilities, what should I emphasize on is the kingdom of God?
因为我是属天上的, 是属真神的。
Because I belong to heaven, I belong to the true God.
我今天听了道理, 我要住在天上, 我要重新回到天上去。
So today after I hear this sermon, I have to return once again back to heaven.
当然生活还是很难的。
Of course our lives have been still
busy. 还有很多试探跟阻挡的。
There's still a lot of temptation
and obstruction.
But now it's different.
我听了道理过后，这灵魂跟我不一样了。
After I hear this sermon, after this spiritual meeting,
又有朋友说，哎，拜六啊，什么啊，有开会啊，又什么啊，对不起，我今天我要给我的神。After
someone
要开会明天开吧。If
someone to tell me there's a meeting, I'll say sorry, I got no time. You want to have meeting, I'll do it tomorrow.
要去跟朋友约会，什么上司，什么 partner。 明天再讲。
You need to meet your superiors and your business partners. You say, let's do it after the Sabbath.
你以前不是这样的哦, 你为什么现在拒绝我呢?
People say, you are not like this in the past. Why do you reject me now?
我以前就是一直在太看重这些。
You say, in the past, I emphasize on this
too much. 我没有看重我的神。
I'm not emphasized the place importance of my God.
我也没有尊重我的神, 我一直尊重我的朋友。
I'm not honored God, but honor my friends.
你几时尊重过神, 我问你。
When have you honored God?
我现在不要了。
Now I do not want this anymore.
住在天上的人,
I want to dwell, be one who dwells in heaven.
我要有那种天上人的行为那种表现。
I must have the action and behaviors of one who dwells in heaven.
而且神要求我们又不是每天都要来聚会, 不是嘛?
God has not asked us that we should come for worship every single day.
神都说你六天要勤劳做工嘛, 你公司很忙嘛, 你工作很忙, 你就努力去做啊。
God says,
"努力去解决啊."
Toil and labor, just have you been busy in our work and business.
你要给我啊。
But at least give me the seventh day.
那是敬拜神的。
That's a day to worship God.
神的日子, 神, 神的要求来的。
That's the day from God, the requirement from God.
我们常常说给神给神，其实就是给你了，给什么神、啊、
？We often say this is a day for God, but it's a day actually for us.
其实你不来，神也没有亏损什么。
Because if you do not come, God do not lose anything.
你灭亡，神也不会亏损什么的。
Even if you are destroyed, God is not in the lost.
所以到底是给谁
？So who is this given to?
后来会说是给自己的灵魂的。
If you think about it, it's for your own soul.
好，那我现在在解释什么叫做住在天上的，什么叫做住在地上的。
So explain what is those who dwell in heaven, what are those who dwell on earth?
哦，那这样就看到这个兽在它在亵渎什么。
So we can understand what is the beast blaspheming again.
它的亵渎是全面性的，很可怕。
His that blasphemy is all encompassing, is very frightening.
它的亵渎不是一部分哦，不是哦。
It's not a particular area only.
从最高的神哈、哦，最大的神，一直亵渎，从上面一直亵渎到下最最低的下面。
From God in the highest, it continues downwards all the way to those who are lowest.
下面就是信徒，就是你跟我啊。
Those are lowest are believers, are you and me.
然后又从下面最低的我们教会，一直亵渎到最高的神上面。
Then again, from the lowest, it blasphemes upwards all the way to God in the highest.
多可怕、啊、这个兽。
And this beast is so frightening.
你看看它的嘴巴。
Look at his mouth.
魔鬼在拍手啊。讲多一点吧，讲吧，讲多一点吧，亵渎吧。
He's clapping his hand and say, "Bless him more, bless him more."
我给你这个嘴巴就是叫你亵渎的、啊、
This mouth
不是叫你赞美神的呀。
This mouth I give you is a blaspheme. It's not for you to praise God.
所以从今以后，我们不要再讲这些毁谤教会的、批评教会的，不要再讲。没有，这个才是真正没有造就。
So let us from now on not speak words of blasphemy against the church, against the truth. This is not edifying.
然后呢？然后接下去。
Let's continue on.
接下去又任凭哦，他与圣徒征战。
And allow him to battle against or fight against the sins.
在哪里？看第七节。
Verse 7.
又任凭这个兽，他就是这个兽，与圣徒征战，并且他得胜了一些圣徒。
So it was also given to him to make war against with the sins and to overcome them.
我们失败啊，一些信徒哈、哦。对这个兽吼，没办法胜过这个兽。
So some believers are not able to overcome the beast.
那注意吼，耶稣说，在这个时候吼，信徒应该怎么办呢？那些虔诚的信徒应该怎么办呢
？So take note what the Lord say for the believers that we must do. Now,
请注意耶稣的答案哈。
The answer given by Lord Jesus.
耶稣说，这个时候吼
，Jesus say at this point of time,
圣徒只能够忍耐而已。
All the saints can do is to endure.
还有就是你的信心要坚持到。
And you must persist in your faith till the end.
主耶稣有讲这个答案吗
？Jesus has. Did Jesus give this answer?
来读第十节。
Verse 10.
一二三，掳掠人的必被掳掠，用刀杀人的必被刀杀。圣徒的忍耐和信心就在这个时候。信心在哪里？忍耐在哪里？忍耐跟信心就在这个时候。
So your perseverance and your faith is applied at this point of time.
就是不断的被这个撒旦攻击、撒旦毁谤的时候。
And the time that is you are being attacked and slandered by the devil.
然后这个兽又不断的来跟我们属灵征战，来引诱，来攻击。
And this beast is waging spiritual war against us to deceive us.
我们善良的信徒受欺负、受压迫啊。
So believers, their kind-hearted has been oppressed.
所以才要忍耐啊。
And this is why we need to persevere.
如果没有受伤、没有痛苦，忍耐什么？不需要忍耐啊。
If you are not hurt, if you are not suffering, there's not a need for us to persevere.
以后你看到圣经讲忍耐的时候，就是说你受很多苦了啦，你已经受伤了啦。
In the future, we read the Bible saying to endure and persevere, then we have been hurt.
怎么样？我受伤哦，我呱呱叫哦，我大声骂哦，难道这样子吗
？So after be hurt and suffer, do I just murmur and cry out loud?
老师说只能够忍耐而已。
Actually, what we can do is to endure.
还有我们的信心
and also our faith.
这个时候信心要更坚定。
At this point of time, our faith needs to be even more firm.
不是因为受到打击、受到伤害，然后信心就软弱，信心就越来越没有。不是，刚好是相反的。
It's not because we have been attacked that we are giving our faith, but on the contrary, we need.
你越攻击教会，你越攻击我们的真理，你越攻击我们的福音。我的信心就越坚定。
When we have been attacked, you attack the truth, attack the church. At this point of time, I need to be even stronger in my faith.
当然，我的忍耐就会更加的忍耐。
And I need to persevere even more.
因为我不跟你一般见识在吵在闹。
Because I do not get into the arguments with you.
这样也是自己也是亏损了，也自己成了。也跌倒了。
So we rather be at a side that's at a loss.
耶稣没有说，但这时候神派天使救我们哦，没有。
But Jesus had not said that at this point of time, God will bring the angels to save.
这个是神允许的时间呢。 让他任意而行，是魔鬼工作时间任意而行。
So、
神同意的。
This is a time period that God agreed for the devil to have、to do according to his will.
所以这个时候呢，要用忍耐来胜过，要用信心来胜过这个黑暗时期。
So we can only overcome this period of darkness with our perseverance and our faith.
好，那请注意，谁会拜这个兽呢？谁会拜这个兽？
So who will worship this beast?
我们来读第八节。
Verse eight.
一二三。凡住在地上，名字从创世以来没有记在被杀之羔羊生命册上的人，都要拜他。谁会拜他？
So who will worship the beast?
一，凡住在地上的，
Those who live on this world.
这个是指所有的人，外邦人也好，我们今天真教会的儿女也好，指所有人。
So those who are on earth, this refers to the people of this world and also some of the believers of church.
那住在在真教会住在地上的就是不属灵的啊，信仰上是挂名信徒了。简单讲就是挂名信徒的，都会拜他。
So-called the believers who dwell on this earth, they are Christian by name only, and they will worship the beast.
第二，谁会拜他？
Secondly, who are those that worship the beast?
名字没有被记录在生命册上的人。
Everyone whose name is not written on the book of life.
这个名字没有记录在生命册上有两种哦，请注意传道讲的有两种哦。
So there's two types of people's name who are not recorded on the book of life.
一种是不信主的人，那名字当然没有被记录啊。
First, of course, are those who do not believe in God. Of course, their name would not be recorded.
不信神的人，不信主的人，肯定拜他的。
So those who do not worship God, do not worship the Lord Jesus. Of course, they worship the beast.
第二种。
Second group.
已经信主的、受洗的，我们教会的主内弟兄姐妹，但是呢？名字已经被涂抹了，没有名字在生命册上了，那些人会拜他。
So these are the believers who have been baptized, who believe in the Lord, who are in the church, but their name has been struck off from the book of life, and these are people that worship the beast.
有不少信徒已经洗礼了，但是后来就是拜偶像的，去拜其他的呀，
so、
没有不再拜主耶稣了。
No, so there are many members who have been baptized, but after a while they return back to worship the idols. They don't know, no longer worship God.
这些都叫做名字没有在生命册上的都拜他，他的意思是这样。
So these are those whose name are not on the book of life, and they are worshiping the beast.
所以请注意哦，不只是说名字没有被记录，就是指外邦人哦，不一定的哦， so, 那是其中一种而已哦，还有一种是主的儿女哦。但是名字已经没有了的。
So take note, those whose name is not on the book of life, not only refer to Gentiles, but can be also those believers whose name is now struck off.
但请注意，这里当这里谈到生命册的时候，他不是讲生命册，他是怎样称呼呢？
So here talks about the book of life, but how did he describe the book of life?
他是说这个生命册叫做被杀之羔羊的生命册，为什么要这样来称呼呢？
So describe the book of life of the lamb who has been slain.
原来这个生命册是被杀之羔羊的生命册，是主耶稣的生命册，
so、this,
被杀的羔羊的生命册。
This book of life of the lamb that was slain, that's a book of our Lord Jesus Christ.
原来有两个意思啊。
So yes, two meaning for this.
第一个意思。
First meaning.
凡不相信神的救赎的人，因为羔羊被杀就是指十字架的救赎嘛，
so,
他们不相信这个救赎的方法。
So those who do not believe in the salvation plan of God, that is the lamb being slain, that is the salvation plan of God, they do not believe.
这些人一定是拜他的。
And these people will worship the beast.
那第二种，
second group, second type.
凡相信主。
Those who believe in the Lord,
但是呢，不相信救赎方法。
But do not believe in the salvation plan.
就是不相信被杀之羔羊。被杀羔羊就是十字架的救赎方法。
They do not believe in the lamb that has been slain. This refers to the salvation way that is through the cross.
比如说，要赦罪，要洗礼，全身浸水啊！你要相信水里有水啊！我不信。
For example, for
这些我不信。
Forgiveness of sin, you have been baptized and believe that in the water of baptism there is the blood, and they do not believe.
那不相信主耶稣的救赎方法，不相信宝血的赦罪方法，你都要拜他。
And you do not believe the method of salvation and also baptism for forgiveness of sin, then you are worshiping the beast.
这种情形外教会比较多了。
This situation is found more in the other denominations.
因为外教会也是信耶稣、传耶稣的。
Because the other denominations they also believe in Jesus, they preach Jesus.
真正哦，现在我们明白了，他们不相信、不遵守救赎方法的，他们不信的，也不遵守的。
So these people do not believe this method of salvation. They also do not follow.
传道有讲错吗？有乱讲他们吗？
Have I said this falsely accusing them?
耶稣说要洗脚，不洗我无份，我不信。
Jesus said, "Your foot must be washed. If you do not, you don't have part. If you do not have a part with Jesus."
你们去做，我们就不做这种事的。
But they do not believe. He said, "If you do through your church, you can do it. We don't follow."
我们相信耶稣，这是我的血，我的肉，我们信。他们说我不信，这是代表而已，这是个意思而已。
We believe Jesus saying that this is my flesh, my blood. They say they do not believe. This is just symbolic.
你看他们是不是信耶稣的？
Don't they believe in Jesus?
信耶稣，但是不遵守救赎方法的。不信救赎方法。
They believe in Jesus, but they do not believe the method of salvation.
这些人都要拜他。
These people, they will worship the beast.
哦，我想了好久啊，圣灵的带领。
So I was thinking of this for a long time.
为什么讲生命册就好吗？为什么讲被杀之羔羊的生命册这么长呢？
Why don't you write just the book of life? I have to write in the way book of life of the Lamb who has been slain.
里面在告诉我们这两件事。
So in this, how was these two meaning?
这样明白了吗？
So do you understand?
好，再来看第，注意看第十节。
Verse 10.
第十节要怎么解释？
Verse 10, how do we explain?
掳掠人的必被掳掠，用刀杀人的必被刀杀。
If anyone is destined for captivity, to captivity he goes. If anyone kills with the sword he must be killed.
啊，原文是这样翻译的
啊。This is the original language.
直接，凡
anyone
凡该当被掳掠的、被抢夺的，就被抢夺。
So if anyone is destined for captivity, to captivity he goes.
凡该当被刀杀的，那就被刀杀。
If anyone kills with a sword, with the sword he must be killed.
这句话有两个层面。
So there's two planes of explanation for this.
第一个层面。
First,
对非基督徒来说，对那些外邦人来说。
For Gentile.
他们掳掠人，抢夺别人，到后来自己也被人家抢夺，被人家掳掠，
so、
被撒旦掳掠。
They take it captive of others. At the end, they'll be taken captive by Satan.
他们做恶事，杀害别人，自己也被杀害，
they、
最终也被杀害。
Evil to harm others and kill others. At the end, they'll be harmed and killed.
意思就是说，你种什么你就收什么，你种的恶果就收恶果。
What it means, you reap what you sow. If you sow evil, you reap evil.
这是对非基督徒第一个层面的外邦人讲。
This is the first level of fulfillment towards a non-Christian.
那第二个层面就是对我们基督徒信耶稣的人来讲。
So the second level of fulfillment that towards Christians who believe in Jesus.
如果我们到耶稣来的时候没有被提升天，被留下来的。
If we, when Jesus comes again, we're not lifted up to Him and be left behind.
我不是做过见证。
Haven't I testified before?
耶稣来的时候，有些人在教会的时候，一些被追出见证，一些留下来，没有被带走，你忘记了吗？
Jesus comes again. Some is taken up to heaven. Some is left behind.
那耶稣也讲过，到那个时候，有一个被取去，一个被撇下，有没有？
Jesus
is saying, 不是所有的都带走，不是。
At the time, one is taken, one is left behind. Not all are taken.
那些没有被主带上去的，就是不得救的信徒，住在地上的。主耶稣说，那你就永远住在地上吧。
So those were not,
你既然是属地上了，你就在地上吧，我也不带你走了。
So those were not taken by the Lord back to heaven, and they are those who dwell on earth. And Jesus says, since you belong to the earth, you stay on the earth.
那你掳掠别人，抢夺别人，你最后也被掳掠；你杀害别人，最后你也被杀害。
So you take captive of others at the end, you captivity, you go, you kill others at the end, you be killed by sword.
那这是可怕的报应啊。
And this is a very frightening retribution.
所以第十节这一句话，两个层面，一个是对外邦人讲。一个是对主内信徒讲。
So verse 10, two level of fulfillment. One is towards the Gentiles, one is towards church believers. Believers of the church.
怪不得启示录圣灵常常说，有耳可听的就应当听。
That's why in Revelation he always says, those who have ear, let him hear.
那听什么呢？
What are you hearing, listening to? Firstly,
我们听到看到撒旦对我们全面性，对教会全面性的攻击跟毁谤。
So we can see the all-encompassing attack and slander the devil has towards the church.
那第二个听到的就是种什么就收什么，会有可怕的报应。
Secondly is what you reap what you sow and your threatening retribution.
你一路来对神不真实，歪歪曲曲。到后来，神也是用歪歪曲曲来对待你，用你的歪曲来报应你。
At the end, if you do not, if all the time you do not treat God with a truthful heart, at the end, the God will deal with you falsely as well.
这个是。从这个面对毁谤当中，我们看到的毁谤从撒旦来。
So this is how we can see how the slander blasphemy comes from Satan.
而且撒旦透过这次兽，做出了四种的亵渎、毁谤行为。
Through the beast, Satan has these four types of blasphemy against God.
那在我的这个题目当中呢， 我们被毁谤的是圣灵被毁谤，真理被毁谤，我们的名字真耶稣教会的会名被毁谤，有没有？
So in my title of the sermon, I have the what is being blasphemed, that is Holy Spirit, the truth, and also name of the church.
那我只能够讲一点点的圣灵吧。
So I can talk a bit about the Holy Spirit.
圣灵，我们今天到我们的圣灵，真耶稣教会的圣灵都到处被毁谤了。
So today the Holy Spirit of the church, true Jesus church, has been slandered everywhere.
毁谤多了，我们自己教会的信徒都不好意思讲灵园，有外邦人来的时候，有亲戚朋友来的时候，都不好意思讲灵园了。
We have been slandered so much that when we have our true seeking friends or relatives coming, we do not want to even speak in tongues.
如果信徒有这么无知，那就算了，因为信徒他不懂啊。
If believers are so ignorant, it's still okay because they are just ordinary believers.
但是讲这些话往往不是信徒讲的，是负责人、圣职人员讲的。
But often it is the divine workers that are council members that say this.
信徒，我要讲抱歉哦，我要讲，信徒如果不懂那。因为信徒不懂，对不起，信徒比我们懂啊，对不起，对不起，更正，信徒有时候比我们更懂道理啊。
But sometimes the ordinary believers know the truth even better than the leaders.
有时他们的信心比我们的负责人、传道、长子更有信心啊。
Sometimes their faith, frankly speaking, is even better than the council members, the ministers.
难道你要讲到一一的拿出example那些例子吗？
Do I have to list out examples?
我是有历史的，我不是乱讲的，不是乱讲的。
I have examples. This is not for.
如果你要听看 MCO 的时候，到底谁的信心大，你试试看，来比较一下看。
So we can.
传道信心大，长子信心大，还是信徒？你注意看。
We can really make comparison during MCO. Who has greater faith? Was it the ministers or was it the believers?
是谁说要关教会的？
Who are those that say,
是谁说不要聚会的
？The church needs to shut down and close the church. Was it the believers?
信徒要求啊，不可以，不可以。
The believers ask that we should have worship in the church, but they say cannot.
这种事情我不是单单讲马来西亚哦，全球我去过的教会哦，全球哦。
This is not just happening in Malaysia, but the whole world.
反正我去过的教会，他们都会跟我讲这件事，我自己也在观察这件事。
So wherever I went, people were telling me this, I also observed this.
我们真的是亏欠教会，亏欠信徒，亏欠弟兄姐妹。
We have fallen short in our building. So when the Holy Spirit has been slandered,
往往说我们不要用圣灵灵言祷告的是我们负责人来。
Oftentimes,
我们圣职人员来。
People in charge, the divine workers, that say, "Let's not pray in tongues."
其实，我们他们要毁谤就毁谤嘛。
In fact, actually, if they want to slander, let them be.
你忘记主耶稣讲了吗？
Have you forgotten what the Lord Jesus said?
圣灵第一次降临就被毁谤了，不是现在呀。
The first time the Holy Spirit descended, he has been blasphemed against, not just now.
第一次圣灵这么大的降临，这么大的神迹。
The first time the Holy Spirit descended, such a great miracle.
有人听到是他们讲灵园在讲述神的大能，称颂神的伟大。
Some people hear the Holy Spirit speaking, a praise, a great praise towards God.
又另外一般人听到他们是在喝醉酒乱讲话。
But another group hearing the same thing, they say these are people who are drunk.Speaking wrong words, drunk words.
同样的一个圣灵，同样的地点，同样的时间，那个圣灵讲灵，原来是同样一个人，怎么听到的人有两种不同的反应呢
？So same Holy Spirit, same location, same people speaking the Holy Spirit and tongues. How come two groups of people hearing different things?
他都听到你在讲灵的时候是在称颂神的大能，在赞美神。
Just like one group hearing you praising God.
可是另一个人听到，哎，他在喝醉酒，他在乱讲话。
Another person hearing is saying that this person is just being drunk with wine.
到底谁有问题？是圣灵有问题吗
？So where is the problem? Is it with the Holy Spirit?
圣灵降临的第一天，一些不信的人、硬行的人、骄傲的人。就已经毁谤圣灵。
So the first day the Holy Spirit was descended, those who do not believe, those who are proud and arrogant, they slander against the Holy Spirit.
那个是大神迹来的哦。
And actually that was a great miracle.
天突然间响很大的响声。
Suddenly a loud voice from heaven.
突然间大家你个突然讲出灵言出来。
Suddenly they began to speak in tongues.
这不是大神迹吗
？Isn't this a great miracle?
所以圣灵什么时候被毁谤？一降下来，一开始讲就被毁谤。
So when
it, 一开始讲就被毁谤。
When was the Holy Spirit blasphemed against? From the moment it came down.
不讲了就没有毁谤。
Those who do not speak in tongues will not be slandered.
所以你到底要不要讲
？So do you want to speak in holy tongues?
你以为你不讲灵言，不讲不用灵言祷告，人家就不会毁谤你，不会毁谤真耶稣教会吗
？But do you think if you do not speak in tongues, people will not blaspheme against the church?
刚才我不是说了吗？那个四种毁谤从上面到下面吗？
Just like I spoke about these four types of slander coming from the highest of God to the lowest.
你不讲灵言，像我真耶稣不讲，你也是要被毁谤了。跟你讲了。
But even the true Jesus Church do not speak in tongues in our prayer, we will still be slandered again.
再来，我要加上主耶稣说的这种圣灵 是世人哦，世上的人不能接受的了。
And Jesus said that this Holy Spirit is not accepted by the people of the world.
原来耶稣很早就讲了，我要将圣灵，要差圣灵来给我们。
Jesus said very early on that he'll send the Holy Spirit.
可是耶稣说这个圣灵哦，世人不能接受，不能接受。
Said that this Holy Spirit is not accepted by the world.
那时耶稣还没有降，圣灵还没有降下来，事先先讲哦。
This was before the Holy Spirit came down. Jesus spoke this before.
耶稣什么时候有这样讲
？So when did Jesus speak all this? Said all this.
约翰福音书十四章
，Gospel according to John chapter 14。
啊，我们读十六节跟十七节。
Verse 16 and verse 17。
一二三，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。注意啊
，Take note，
就是真理的世人怎么样？乃世人不能接受的。为什么不能接受？
Why is it do not receive?
因为不见他
，because they do not see him，
也不认识他
，and they do not know。
但你们，我们却认识他，因他常与我们同在，有没有
？But you know him because he abides with you and be with you。
耶稣很早就讲。
So Jesus said this very early on。
世人是不能接受的。
The world cannot receive and accept。
但是我们就可以接受。
But we can，
因为我们认识他。
Because we know him。
所以，因为世人不能不接受圣灵，因为他不认识圣灵，不认识主耶稣呀。
So the world do not accept the Holy Spirit because they do not know the Holy Spirit, do not know Jesus.
不认识，我们可以讲解到他认识，介绍到他认识为止呀。
If they do not know, we can introduce to them, we can explain to them until they know.
现在不是，因为我觉得你们圣灵很难听，哎呀，我很怕，所以那我们不要讲灵园了，因为你很怕，因为你不高兴，因为你不喜欢。
But yet,
现在变成这样啊。
It's not the case today. They do not know, so we say let's not speak because they are afraid of it.
他不了解，不认识，我们要讲解啊，可以讲解的呀。
So they do not understand. They do not know. We can explain to them.
有些讲解的他就明白，哦，这是你们的圣灵，很奇妙哦。我当时还不明白了，没关系。但他至少他有一个心理的，他有一个准备，有一个慢慢接受的态度，有没有
？When we explain to them,
虽然还不明白，但是不会拒绝，不会抗拒。
When we explain to them, then they may not still understand, but they may not be so fearful of it and not accepting of it.
这是主耶稣说的，因为他不认识，他不认识，我们就有责任让他认识呀。
This is what Jesus said, because they do not know, so we have this responsibility to let them know.
那解释的还是不接受的，还是在批评的，那个就是他。不是不认识，他拒绝认识。
But for those who
拒绝是神的灵。
But for those who explain to them, but they do not accept, then these are those who reject the spirit of God.
叫做世人不能接受。
Then this is are those of the world who do not receive or do not accept.
那今天我们的一些负责人也傻傻的，他们不能接受，我们就说哦，他们不能接受，所以我们也不要用灵言祷告了。
So we have some council members in charge say they cannot accept, they do not know, so we do not speak in tongues.
那有一天这个牧道者说我不能够接受耶稣，请问你是不是不要传耶稣？因为他不喜欢耶稣。
Why one day a true seeking
person
I do not accept Jesus, then do we give up? Do we compromise and say we do not preach Jesus?
有时没有讲出来，我们还以为我们是对的。
Sometimes if we do not point it out,
他们不喜欢吗？我们不要得罪他们吗？我们不要让他们不高兴吗？讲起来好像对的，其实是错的。
If we do not point it out, sometimes you still think that this is correct. That because they do not know their faith, so we do not speak. But it's wrong.
你不信有更严重的事情呢？
You do not believe that something
was
serious.
发生在我身上的呀。
And this it happened.
有一个教会负责人是真的是 CMC 的人来的。
There was a council members, a church management committee member.
那天就要开始布道会了。
The day was the evangelistic service.
明天就是他今天来找我。
And the next day is evangelistic service. He came to look for me.
传道，我们这次布道会不要唱赞美诗，可以吗
？He said, preacher, this time the evangelistic service, can we not sing hymns?
赞美诗是赞美主耶稣，为什么不要赞美主耶稣
？I say we sing him to praise God. Why don't we want to praise God?
你想都没有想到他敢这样问，敢这样要求啊
！Have you never think that they will ask in this way?
因为我的朋友哦，他不喜欢我们的赞美诗，他不喜欢听到赞美主。
So this person say because my friend he does not like hymns, he does not like hearing people praising God.
牧道者说他不喜欢主耶稣，也不喜欢听到我们赞美主，那我们就不要赞美了，是不是
？So
那你开什么布道会啊？不用布道会了。
So two seeking friends say they do not like Lord Jesus, do not like to praise Him. Then we stop doing so. Then what's the point of holding an evangelistic service?
我的意思不是什么都听他讲的，他讲什么我们就跟着他的，不是这样的。
So you must not be one that do whatever these people hope.
我们无知糊涂到这种地步。
But sometimes you're so muddy-headed to such an extent.
因为你现在只是讲不喜欢唱诗而已，你知道吗
？Because now you're just talking about not liking to hear.
刚才又说不喜欢圣灵了，现在说不喜欢唱诗了。
Just now we say those who do not like the Holy Spirit in tongues, now do not like singing hymns.
我不喜欢听。到耶稣这个字，这个名字。
But why later they say I do not like this name, Jesus?
那你怎么办？我问你，你怎么办
？They ask you, what are you going to do?
哦，又来开会，哎，我慕道者不喜欢，所以我们这次慕道会不要提到耶稣啊。
So are you going to hold a meeting say they do not like the name Jesus? So let's not mention Jesus in evangelistic service.
我听了心很痛啊。
So when I hear this, I was in pain.
真的这样，真的有这样的事呀。
That this thing is indeed happening.
你说常常骂人，怎么不骂我？一定要骂，要责备。
So I have no choice but to rebuke.
你不爱主爱教会吗？
If it, do you not love the church,
you don't
love
God.
The church has been misled by these people to such an extent, do you not rebuke?
有一个教会，一个总会。
There was a church, a general assembly.
开很大很大的那个布道会，室外布道会。
Holding an outdoor evangelism.
那是一百周年里面的节目，那很大的哦。
It was part of a program of the 100th anniversary of the church.
很多的音乐，很多的诗班来唱诗。
They have a lot of orchestras and also choirs.
两个重点。
But there are two main focus. Firstly,
不可以用灵言祷告。
There are two main focus. First, you cannot pray in tongues.
写明的哦。
And it's written down clearly.
第二，不可以讲耶稣道理。
Second guideline written is you cannot speak regarding the teachings of Jesus.
你布道会不讲耶稣道理，不讲福音，你讲什么
？If you do not talk about gospel in the evangelistic service, then what are you talking about?
那班负责人，那班这个布道会的负责人就写好了，要传道讲什么写好了。
So those in charge of that evangelistic events are they written down the guidelines of the preacher?
我不是乱讲的，是真实的事哦。
I did not say this falsely. It's something that
really happened. 我们某某教会成立第几年？那谁在建立这个教会？当时又只有几十个人，后来发展到百多人，后来发展到千多人。讲这些历史。
So what they want?
谁理你啊？你多少人？你谁建立我？关我关慕道者什么事啊？谁要听啊？这种东西。
So what they wanted the preacher to say was that when was this church established? Who established it? How many members there were? How he?
又介绍他们的建筑层楼啊，这怎么样怎么样？那当时的地要买又怎样？
They asked the preacher,
我的天哪，布这个叫做布道会啊！
To introduce the church building, how much it was bought, how big it was, how many floors.
你在荣耀你们这帮负责人是不是
？Is this evangelistic service? Are you glorifying the members?
所以以后你不要再说传道骂人。
So do not say that I'm rebuking people.
你应该说传道，你应该骂人。
You should say preachers, you should rebuke.
你奉主耶稣圣名来赶煞吧。
You should cast out the Satan in the name of Jesus.
这帮人在怎样带领真耶稣教会
？How is these people leading the true Jesus church?
我本来不想讲这些。
At first, I did not want to talk about all this.
因为你们很多事情你们都不懂，不知道，不明白。
Yeah, a lot of things you do not know, you do not understand.
我们的心多急啊，多痛苦，知道吗
？How much worries and how much pain we are in our heart.
那个不可以讲，那个不可以讲。
And you ask, we are forbidden to say this and that.
常常就是因为不能够讲，所以他们就越来越恶，越来越乱来，乱七八糟。
And often because
因为没有人讲他们。
We are not allowed to say all this, so no one rebuke them, so they do even more and more worse things.
我们常常包庇了这种错误的带领，包庇。
So we are trying to protect all these wrong type of teachings and leaders.
那个不是他这样乱搞，是邪灵撒旦迷惑他们。
This is not people. These people have been deceived and misled by the evil spirits.
我现在讲我都心痛了，跟你。
So when I say this, I'm in pain in my heart.
不过感谢主，中心的传道人很多个，不是很多个。
I give thanks to God. There are many faithful
preachers. 那个传道说，你跟我讲这个，我尽量我不上台，我讲什么道理啊？我传道人就是要讲道理的呀。
And the preachers at the time say, if you want to speak this, I won't go out the pulpit. I want to because you go pulpit, I speak the word of God.
什么建筑史？你们叫人家讲。
If you want to talk about history of the building, you can ask others to speak.
我给这个传道拍手。
And I clap, praise this preacher.
你不顺服，你做个传道不顺服，我要怎样顺服？
So they say you are not submissive as a preacher. So how can I submit to these instructions?
感谢主，你看这个就是忠心传道。
And I give thanks to God. This was this is a faithful preacher.
高层人员得罪总会的人。
They are willing to offend against these leaders, even the leaders of the
church. 你听好，我们是传道的。
We are preachers.
我们不是吃饭传道，是看人脸色的传道，不是。
We are not preachers that earn a living based on.
哈利路亚！
啊，有非
真教会还是很多这种忠心的工人。
哈利路亚 ！Praise the Lord. There are still many faithful workers in the church.
我们真的越错越离谱呀。
Otherwise, we are going more and more astray.
啊，为什么讲到这点呢
？So why do I say this?
就讲到圣灵被毁谤了。
Talking about Holy Spirit being slandered.
我到哪里
了？
3:30啊，4:30啊，我到了。
还有很多被毁谤了，好像我们的招牌、我们的会名啊。So there are many things been slandered. Our name of the church.
我们的安息日啊，这个教义啊，真理。
Sabbath days, our doctrines, our truth.
那如果人家不明白毁谤我们，我们可以理解。
If people do this because they do not understand, we can still understand.
但是我们长执负责人不懂吗
？But is it our own leaders, our own ministers do not understand?
同心默祷。
Silent prayer.